This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Dear all, welcome back. Now, just before the break, we discussed a little bit more about tadabbur and its importance. And I said to you in our previous session that we cannot speak enough about this, especially since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that this is the criteria in terms of the revelation of the Quran, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Quran is a blessed book that has been revealed so that they can ponder over its verses and so that those of understanding may remember. And just before the break, we did a practical session together of how to ponder over the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how different tadabbur is to tafsir. Tafsir is to understand the verse, and obviously we understand it based upon the understanding of the pious predecessors before us, a sound and true understanding, and this we attain from the pious God-fearing ulama that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed our cities and towns and places of stay with, so we should utilize them to the max. And once we develop the understanding, then we go to the next step, which is tadabbur, and we just learn some parenting skills just before the break. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding, and I pray that each and every one of us manage to adopt this great moral, this great manner with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and now this Ramadan, and make it an everyday practice until next Ramadan and beyond. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us all. A question may arise and somebody may ask, is it from the good manners to recite the Quran whilst walking, whilst riding or in a vehicle, for example? Is it from the good manners to do so whilst sleeping and laying down? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fourth juz says, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down on their sides. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking in a praiseworthy fashion about the ulul albab, about those of understanding, and those of understanding include those that actually recite the Quran and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these manners whilst sitting, whilst lying down on their sides, or whilst standing. So we actually learn from this that it is permissible to do so, and it is not bad manners to do so. It is permissible, subhanallah. This is from the completeness of our sharia, that it makes things easy for us, it facilitates things for us, right? And in fact, the ulama teach us that our sharia is built upon a concept of raf'ul haraj, right? Upon the concept of making things feasible and facilitating the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the general masses, alhamdulillah. So this is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most deserving of all thanks and praise. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book in Surah Az-Zukhruf, in order that you may mount firmly on their backs and then may remember the favor of your Lord when you mount thereon and say, glory to him who has subjected this to us, and we could never have it by our efforts, and verily to our Lord we indeed will return. So this verse in Surah Az-Zukhruf, which is the 43rd Surah in the Quran, verses 13 to 14, for those who want to revise this particular verse, also gives evidence and substantiates this particular point that it is permissible to recite the Quran while standing, whilst riding, whilst laying down, etc. We also have a narration by Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, and he says, radiallahu an, and he says that he saw the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting Surah Al-Fath whilst he was riding his camel. And this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And furthermore, Aisha radiallahu anha said that whilst I would be menstruating, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recline in my lap and recite the Quran. Subhanallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this in this particular manner even whilst she was menstruating. And this teaches us as well the concept that I spoke about earlier of how the sharia facilitates the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these practices are fine, and one is not considered immoral in terms of their association and relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they were to recite the Quran in these particular forms. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. A question also may arise. A person may ask, and people have asked, is it better to recite the Quran from memory Or is it better to recite the Quran whilst looking in the Mus'haf, looking into the Quran, right? So have you had these questions? Well, in answer to this particular question, some of the ulama have said that it's better to do so from memory. Others have said that it is better to do it from the Mus'haf. And in fact, this is the view of the majority of the scholars, reciting it from the Mus'haf. And they say that when you recite it from the Mus'haf, you are using more parts of your body in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your eyes, there's more concentration. So on top of reading it from memory, you utilize your eyes as well. This is an extra effort, and this extra effort is deserved of more rewards. And the correct view, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and this is something that I have said to others, and that is that it is better for you to recite the Quran in a manner that will allow you to contemplate and concentrate and deliberate over the verses in the Quran, and actually increase the perfection of your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should do so in that manner. If it is easier for you and more beneficial for you to do so from memory, then that is better for you, and that would be the better way to recite the Quran. And if it's better for you to recite the Quran from the Mus'haf whilst looking in, and that gives you greater concentration, then in that circumstance, we would say that it is better for you to recite from the Mus'haf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So remember, the criteria and the point of concentration here is what is better. What is better in terms of you applying yourself with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you read it? What is better in you actually being a perfectionist in the concept that we discussed earlier, and that is tadabbur? So it's not a hard and fast situation. You can recite it from the Mus'haf, you can recite it whilst or from memory. However, do what is better in terms of you actually being perfect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on from the etiquettes taught to us by the ulama with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the actual cleansing of one's mouth before engaging in the recitation of the Quran. Subhanallah. This is a point that we might not have given due diligence to, but this has been taught to us by the ulama. And this is something that does not require us to be given a list of evidences to substantiate for. It is something that we should actually be inclined towards, especially since when we recite the Quran, we're reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, by default, from the good etiquettes, when reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be the actual cleansing of one's mouth when doing so. I mean, surely we would ensure a pleasant smelling mouth before meeting any dignitary, right, of this particular world, right? We would ensure that nobody would meet them with a foul smell coming out and emanating from one's mouth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more deserving of our diligence and our good manners and conduct. It is reported in the Sahih that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would cleanse his mouth with the siwak or the miswak before commencing the tahajjud prayer. And the ulama have said, we learn from this the importance of doing so as well when reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the verses of the Quran are recited in a great way during the time of tahajjud. So that is also a great lesson taught to us by the ulama. Also, from the good manners, morals, and etiquettes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book is basmala and ta'awudh. Now, basmala is an Arabic word for bismillahir rahmanir rahim, and ta'awudh is the Arabic word for a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. So from the good manners with the Quran is to recite these two sentences, right? To recite at-ta'awudh and to recite basmala before engaging in the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, so when you want to recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from shaytan, the outcast. And in an authentic narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said in his salah, a'udhu billahi sami'il alimi minash shaytanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafthihi. Subhanallah. And the translation of that is, I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, the all-seeing, from shaytan, the outcast, from his pride, from his poetry, and his madness. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. And this is a common way, which is known to most of us, the meaning of which is, I seek refuge in Allah from shaytan, the outcast, Or, أعوذ بالسميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in the all-hearing, the all-seeing from Shaytan, the outcast. So these are three versions found in the Sunnah. The first two are more common. However, these are three that are found in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the preferred view is that it is Sunnah to recite the ta'awudh. It is Sunnah. But this is a Sunnah that we should strive and do our best never to neglect. Why? Because, again, we need to have good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, right? So this is a Sunnah that we should strive to implement always. In fact, for your information, some of the ulama have gone to the extent of saying that it is wajib to do so, subhanallah. So some of the ulama were very strict in regards to this ta'awud, especially since it is associated with the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus they have deemed it compulsory. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Now, what is the wisdom from this ta'awud? Well, some of the ulama have said that the wisdom behind reciting the ta'awudh is to make distant shaitan, right? Because remember, if shaitan cannot stop you from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to do everything in his capacity to decrease the quality of your particular worship. So he's going to make sure he whispers to you things that ensure that your mind wanders away from the task at hand and your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, it is befitting to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. Thus, the reciter can ponder, can deliberate over the profuse lessons found in the Quran, and the reciter as well can ensure that all the other etiquettes covered throughout the course of this particular series is adopted and put into practice as well. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of this particular session. And inshallah, in our next session, we will learn the lessons pertaining to the basmala, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything correct mentioned is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is perfect. Any mistakes are from myself and shaytan, and I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Until we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب